It's another episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast. Joining me is a very popular comedian and the writer and director of a fantastic new film called Eighth Grade, opening in select theaters on July 13th, Bo Burnham. Bo, what's going on?
Hey, Jackson. Thanks for having me, buddy. Appreciate it.
You are welcome. So you've been a comedian, but at what point did you decide, you know what, I want to start writing and directing movies?
I got tired of my own head and my own face and saying things with my own face. So I thought, how can I say things with other people's faces? And movies was sort of the way to do it. And that's actually true. I was just, you know, I grew up doing theater and wanting to collaborate with people. And stand-up is very not collaborative. And I was desperate to work with people again.
That's really nice to hear that you want to collaborate with other people, because usually they say, oh, I want to do things myself, I want to do everything myself.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is like, directing is actually just being a fan of other people's work, you know, it's not really being the bullhorn guy yelling at people, it's actually just taking other people's talents and calling them your own.
And who inspired you to get behind the camera for this? Who are your directing inspirations?
There are a lot of people in the space. I mean, first and foremost, my unnamed girlfriend, who's a director that I've been with for 5-6 years and watched her direct, so that definitely got me interested initially. And then, yeah, I mean, who? Richard Linklater?
Hmm.
More movies. It was more specific movies of like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and just being a real fan of acting. I mean, I wanted to be an actor, and I loved working with actors. And then I was able to act in a few little movies, and realized that like you don't really get to act much when you're acting in movies.
Hmm.
But maybe if I directed movies, I could work with actors and do everything I loved.
Yeah, you mentioned Richard Linklater. I think a lot of people are going to look at this movie, Eighth Grade, and they're going to say it's like Boyhood for another new generation.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, I love that movie.
Congrats on this film. It's raw, it's honest, and as somebody, you know, I'm 19 years old, as somebody who wasn't in Eighth Grade all that long ago, I felt like it was really spot on with what it has to say and the details.
How was Eighth Grade for you?
Well, I was in a class of only about 20 people. So I went to a private Catholic school. It was about 20, 25 people, and we all, you know, it was a nice atmosphere. It was a very nice atmosphere, but I was in the public school system in elementary school, and so I understand that dynamic very much.
Yeah, right, yeah. I went to a private Catholic high school, so right after eighth grade, I went into that situation.
And I did the same as well. So the details, where was the inspiration for that coming from your school age as far as incorporating all of this into this script?
Yeah, I mean, really it was like, you know, if you want to learn anything about kids nowadays, they're posting everything about themselves online, so it's very easy. You know, I didn't have to, like, hide in the bushes outside some school to find out about their lives. But also it was like, you know, the schools that we filmed at, they left all the artwork up. They left all of their... So we were actually filming in the real environments and having kids bring the real... getting the details from the kids, trying to get actual things about this generation into the film unprocessed.
Mm.
Trying to make it feel like Planet Earth or something.
And as somebody who's, you know, posted videos on YouTube for a number of years, what new things did you discover as you were flushing this movie out of your head onto the page, onto the screen? What new things did you discover about this generation of kids and social media?
Well, I think the internet asks much deeper questions of kids than it did when I was that age. Mm. When I was that age, it was like, you got a funny video, post it. And now it's like, what do you think? What do you look like? What do you think? What do you look like? Really base, deep, emotional questions. It used to be this place where you just posted things, like a bulletin board or something, and now it feels like a really deep, weird version of a shrink, and also like a stage, and also like the Truman Show, and also, I don't know.
Wow.
But you know what I mean? It just feels... I wanted to talk about how the internet actually interfaces with kids' emotions. Mm. You know, that it isn't just hashtags and cyberbullying. It's also something very personal and interior.
Yes. There's a lot going on, and Truman Show being one of my favorite movies. Everybody watching us all the time, we're being watched, and vice versa.
I just rewatched it yesterday. It really holds up.
Really good. Yeah, that's good to hear. Yeah, I got to watch it again. I think it's the 20th anniversary. So, yes, have to watch the Truman Show right around the corner. And, you know, all these things you're talking about, Bo, you are a comedian. And after seeing this movie, you know, there are some funny moments in it, but it's a very serious film. Did you realize how serious it was as you were writing it?
Yeah, I was just trying to be honest, you know, like really just tackle the moments honestly. And sometimes when you look at things honestly, it's funny. And sometimes when you look at things honestly, it's sad or serious. And I really didn't try to approach it in any way other than just capturing what I felt like the truth of the feeling was. And then however it registers to people is cool with me.
And at the center of it all is Elsie Fisher as Kayla. How did she land this role, this big role? She's in every single scene of this movie.
You know, I auditioned a lot of kids, like every young actor on the planet, and she was the only one that felt authentic in the role. Every other kid sort of felt like a confident kid pretending to be shy, and she played the role like a shy kid pretending to be confident, which is how it was written and meant to feel like. So there kind of was never a second choice. I remember writing the role for her, even though that's not true. I feel like it was irresponsible that we were going to make a movie before we found her. So it feels like she's sort of the only one that could have done it in my mind.
Yeah, she is excellent in this film. A star-making role for her, for sure. And Josh Hamilton as Kayla's dad, Mark. I got to tell you, Bo, the campfire scene, it's late in the movie, so we're not going to spoil things, but it's a shining moment, I think, in cinema this year, is that campfire scene.
Jack, that's very kind. Thank you.
You're welcome. How did you craft that?
Yeah, well, you know, it's like just trying to be honest and open and sort of hard on its sleeve. And it's tough to tackle, you know, a speech from a parent. And the sort of angle we went with is, you know, it's not so much about what you're saying. It's about how you're saying it. And what she's responding to isn't so much the perfect things you're telling her, but the effort behind the thing you're trying to tell her. That she can tell how much you're trying and how much you love her. And she can tell that you mean what you're saying, not necessarily by what you say, but by how you're saying it. And that's how I've always felt. It's not that I remember some perfect thing my mother said to me. I remember the look in her eyes that was believable. I believed that she loved me and cared for me in that moment. And when she was saying I was worth something, I believed her, and even if I didn't believe it about myself, her believing it about me was enough. So that's sort of the feelings we're kind of trying to go after, is the truth of feelings rather than, you know, that he said some perfect little fortune cookie phrase that's going to save her.
Wow. Yeah, we're with Bo Burnham, the writer and director of Eighth Grade. The music is very modern. It's very kind of eclectic, a little bit electric. What was your goal with the music selections?
Yeah, I wanted an electronic score because, you know, it's a digital story, and it felt like it should feel digital, like she feels, but also wanting music that felt visceral and made her experience more intense. Sometimes music in young kids' stories can be very cutesy and make the whole thing feel just small and cute. And this, her story to her is not small or cute. It's intense. And so the music hopefully was meant to sort of sync the audience's heart rate and her heart rate.
Yeah.
And make you feel, even if it's a small moment, to her it registers as very big and intense. And the music is a great way to do that.
I think intense is the right word, because you have to be with Kayla. She's in every scene. You have to be with her the entire time. This is her story, and it all means so much to her, and you got to go along for the ride.
Yeah, exactly.
And you use the YouTube videos. I think this was a really cool device. You use her YouTube videos as sort of narration, guiding her through some of the key scenes. Was that an initial goal in mind with that? Was that something you came up with early on as you were writing it, or later on?
The initial thing for the script really was writing YouTube videos, watching those YouTube videos of kids talking online and transcribing them at first, just word for word, with the ums and the likes and the stutters and the stops, and then just trying to write original videos in its own voice, and then feeling like, what is her life beyond these videos? When I would watch these kids perform their sort of little diaries to the world, it felt like, I bet if you actually saw what their lives were like, the differences and similarities would be very interesting to track. So that was almost the initial idea, was a girl that made videos about her experience as as she wanted to sell them to the world, and then actually seeing those experiences as they are and overlaying those things.
Yeah, you definitely see the contrast between the two of them. How was Sundance? How was screening the movie at Sundance?
It was great. Very exciting. I'm very, very new to the film world and was very intimidated by it, but it was very nice and warm. I mean, it was cold, but I mean, it was emotionally warm and inviting, and I was sort of freaking out the first screening because it was, you know, but ever since then, it's been easier, but it's intense. I mean, it's intense, but it was incredibly enjoyable, and I'm very happy to have been there.
And I'll give you a little advance warning. I think award season is going to be just as intense for you in the next 6-8 months.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, I think it is, but I think you're right in it. I think Elsie's right in it. I think Josh is right in it for awards consideration.
We need you behind that campaign.
Okay.
That's what we need.
I'm right there with you. And speaking of, I mean, you already got an award. You got the Heartland Truly Moving Picture Award. That's quite an honor to get as well. Not many films get that.
Yeah, I saw that. It's very, very... we hope to be that moving and meaningful and feeling. We hope our movie inspires feeling and, you know, maybe some thought, but feeling first.
And I think it will, and I really hope it does, and I hope it does to young people. You know, when I saw the film a couple weeks ago at the Berkshire International Film Festival, everybody loved it. Everybody at the screening loved it. But most people who go to film festivals are over a certain age, and I was one of the younger people there, and I really feel like this film speaks to young people, teens, 20-year-olds.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's there's a lot of stuff about the internet and being young that I feel like you feel like is being told to you by some old crusty person that thinks they know what you're going through and really doesn't. And when I see things about teens in the internet, it feels like a McDonald's commercial where they're like, hashtag Big Mac. You know what I mean? It really feels like that corny and bad to me. So I hope this is a movie about the experience of being young that takes it seriously. Mm. And I hope is also told by young people as well. And eighth grade's great. I mean, who doesn't want to come and cringe and laugh and roll your eyes at the worst time of all of our lives?
That's the thing. It does. It's a film there, you know, there are some very dramatic scenes. You do cringe a little bit. You feel for Kayla through the whole thing. And you come out of it, I think, reliving it, but also getting a new perspective on everything. I think this film provides all of that for you.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's amazing, Jackson. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bo Burnham, thank you so much for being on the LCJ Q&A.
I've been a fan of yours for a long time. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing the great, great work, and I'll continue to be a fan. And even if you hate my next movie, I won't hold it against you.
Do you got the idea for the next movie already?
I don't know. I don't. But when it comes out, don't worry. You be ruthless.
I'll be brutally honest, Bo. There you go. Eighth grade, you gotta go see it. It's in select theaters on July 13th. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson for the LCJ Q&A.